It is never too late to have a happy childhood. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It is never too late to have a happy childhood. But the second one is up to you and no one else. It's true. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. Our life is filled with memories, with thoughts, with ideas, with experiences. And all of these things are of the past. They're yesterday. And whatever happened yesterday doesn't make any difference. It's right now that makes all the difference in the world. And right now, you can have a happy childhood. You can have a happy childhood, and right now is when you make it. Right now. Think about it. As you remember the things of your childhood, what do you remember? Oh, your relatives, your parents, your brothers and sisters, the family may have told you of little incidences that happened that were negative. They may have told you when you had an accident or when you had a problem or when you wet your pants. They may have told you all of these things and sort of pushed it in your face and said, ha 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 ha, you weren't that beautiful, you know, you did dumb things too. And that's okay. Now that's past. That's past. Now, does that have to be remembered? Does that have to be played with? Does it have to be exercised? Does it have to be watched over? No, not at all. You have the privilege of going into your mind and going into your memory and remembering whatever it is you want to remember. Now, you may have had an uncle who is real nice, and he gave you lots of lovely things. And to the rest of the kids in the family, he was okay. But he didn't bring presents for everybody. You were his favorite. He always brought things for you. And the rest of the kids hated you for it because they wanted him to love them just as much as he apparently loved you. And they wanted him to give them gifts too. Well, now, you have the privilege of going back into your memory, creating it as you do it right now, in the now, and create that memory and remember that uncle. Now that's Uncle Jeff. And Uncle Jeff is a nice guy. He's just a thoughtful guy, he's always coming over and bringing happiness and telling jokes to the family. But he always had gifts for you. Now, he would bring you a box of candy. He would bring you a yo-yo. He would bring you a top. He would bring you a toy. It's nothing tremendous, but just something nice. Now, Uncle Jeff was a nice guy, and still is a nice guy. So, Uncle Jeff could afford it, and he would go out and he would buy 5 tops, one for each one of the kids. And he would buy 5 different color tops, and he would give them to each of us. And each of us would have a different color. And when he didn't come visit often, he came maybe once a week or once a month, but he would come and visit, and he was just always lots of fun because he always brought something special for everybody. And he'd buy a big gallon of ice cream, a gallon of ice cream. Sometimes even 2 gallons. Oh my goodness, but he was extravagant then. But he would buy 5 tops, one for each of us, in a different color. Now, it didn't matter what the colors were, it just was in a different color. So we could tell our tops apart from the others. And one day, he brought 5 yo-yos, you know? Oh, I love yo-yos. Oh, they're so much fun. I can walk and do everything with them. Just roll them up my arms and over my head down and walk along the sidewalk. And oh, they were so great. And so he bought 5 different colored yo-yos. And when he came to visit us, he had them in his suit coat pocket. And he said, "Well, Junior, here's one for you. You're my favorite." And then he said, "Now, here, Marie, here's one for you. You're my favorite. And May, here's one for you. You're my favorite. Ray, oh, Ray, here's one for you. You're my favorite. And Howie, you're my favorite. And he went to each one of us. Not in front of each other or behind each other's back, but he just went to each other wherever we may have been. Playing out in the sandbox in the yard or in the house or doing whatever we were doing. He'd find where we were and he'd bring us a toy. He'd bring us a gift, but he always brought enough gifts for everybody, and he always brought something special for everybody, for Mom and Dad and everybody. Now, the fact is he didn't do that. The fact is he just always brought it for me because I was his favorite. But I don't like being his favorite. I like everybody being his favorite. I enjoy him. He's nice. He's a great guy. I like Uncle Jeff. He's super, but he did this for everybody. He did this for everybody. Now, I tell this story again and again and again. I said, Uncle Jeff, whenever he comes, he's got a gift for all of us. Oh, he is so nice. What a wonderful Uncle Jeff. And sure enough, he did. And sure enough, every time he came, he'd reach in his pocket and he'd pull out five toys, one for each of us, and each a different color if possible. And he would give it to us, and we would be so happy and so pleased and so thrilled. We can rewrite our history. We can rewrite our past. We can rewrite all of the world that existed. Now, oh, he was a sickly child. Oh, he was a sickly child. Oh, what a poor, unhappy child. Oh, come on now. If you were a sickly child, you were a sickly child. But were you really a sickly child? Were there children more sickly than you? Were there children more well than you? Were there children other than you? Remember all the times that you were well. Remember all the times that you were a healthy child. Remember, you couldn't get through childhood without being healthy. You couldn't get through life without being healthy. So claim it, name it. Stop talking about the other things that you don't really find too pleasing and start talking about the things you find pleasing. Oh, ups and downs, ins and outs, these all happen in life. They all make life into an interesting adventure. But remember, we can rewrite the past. We can rewrite the past, and we're not being so strange in rewriting it. We're merely being more selective now. Instead of selecting the tragedies and the troubles of the past, we select the joys and the harmony of the past. We select the delights of the past, and we concentrate on them. And we remember the one time Uncle Jeff brought presents for everybody, one time, and we'll never forget it, never forget it. It's the most one. It's what he always does. He always thinks, he always is. He did it only one time, but oh boy, he did it all the time. And why not? Why not? What lovely memories that is. And what lovely thoughts we have of Uncle Jeff. It's nice that he even came over to visit us, and much less to bring us toys. But when he brought us little toys, just little things, oh my, were we pleased. Were we thrilled, all of us. And we all took our toy, which was just the same, nothing special for anybody, just something special for everybody. And we played with them, and we just had the time of our life. And it was so great and so wonderful. I remember my mom and dad, they used to argue, and they would argue, and they would argue, and they would argue. Oh, I just tear my hair out because they'd argue so much. And then, one day on my 12th birthday, my sister says, hey, you know what? Dad and Mom love to hug and snuggle and kiss. Look at them, look at them, look at them. They're kissing, look at that, and they're hugging. And everybody would gather around and say, Mom and Dad, you're hugging and kissing. Oh, you look so good. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, so wonderful. It's so nice to see you hugging and kissing. Well, then we build that as the image of our dad and our mom always hugging and kissing, always loving each other, always so happy with each other. Thinking they're just the greatest two people that the world could ever find to put together like that. And, of course, us kids think so, too. Well, the more I think about that, the more I remember how much they did hug and kiss. And I stopped thinking about the times that they were unhappy or arguing about something. They got over the argument, but when they got over the argument, oh, would they hug and kiss and would they love each other? Oh, wonderful. Yes. Now, that's what I remember. I remember their hugging and kissing and their loving. And I remember how that would bubble over onto all of us kids, and they'd come running to us and hug us and love us and snuggle us and say, "Don't we have the happiest family in the world?" And we would all say, "Yes, yes, 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 yes." And it was true. We can rewrite the past right today. Oh, you're 50, 60, 90, 100 years old, it doesn't make any difference. Rewrite the past. If you have a past filled with happy memories, filled with joyous experiences, filled with only good, then that's what you'll remember and that's what you'll be. And if there were any untoward experiences in your past, let them go. They're done. That's over with, this past. Now, rewrite them. Rewrite even those. And tell yourself how wonderful today is. And how wonderful today is because yesterday was wonderful. But not because yesterday was wonderful. Yesterday was wonderful. It just was. And every day of our life is wonderful. And every memory we have is a now memory. That's when we're living it. So we might as well create it now also. And polish it up a little bit and clean it up a little bit and make it all the more beautiful because we are in charge of the world. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. But the second one is up to you and no one else. Now, what are you going to do about your childhood? Do you have enough memories to build on? If you don't, make them up. If you don't have memories that you can remember of happiness in your childhood, make it up. You might have had the most interesting childhood in the world in which everything was a screw, and you thought, "No, can anything worse happen?" And then you remember the happy times. You remember the times that you were playing in your play box or wherever, and you were just content. For some reason you were content, for some reason you didn't worry about things. And then at other times, you look at other children and they're so happy with their parents, and you say, "That's the way I am with my parents. I'm so happy with them. And I see how those children respond to their parents. And now mentally I just go to my parents and I start responding to them that way. And lo and behold, oh and behold, my parents are wonderful. My parents are fantastic. My parents are glorious. My parents are so good." All of those unhappy situations of the past, whatever they may have been, and most of the time they were trifling, but whatever they've been, they're gone. Now I live in the present. I live in the now. I live in the now and I think of all of the happy, joyous, wonderful times that I am in the now. And that's all that matters. That's truly all that matters. There's not another moment, there's not another time, there's not another thought. There's nothing that matters except that I live in the now. And it's never too late to have a happy childhood. And I am having a happy childhood. Now and every moment of my life. Because having a happy childhood is lots of fun. And what other way is there to go but to have a happy childhood? And they say people have a second childhood. Well, why not? Why not? Have a second childhood. Have a happy second childhood. Have a happy first childhood. Have a happy life. Create now. For now is the first moment, the first day of the rest of my life. And I create now the happiness that I am in the now, always was, always will be. I am in the now, the happiness that I am. It's never too late to create a happy childhood. Join me, will you? It's lots of fun. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I love you. I love you. I love you.